This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Syracuse followed by 16th-ranked Oklahoma at number 12, Iowa. At 7 Eastern on ESPNU, it's Baylor at Texas. Final round of the Honda Classic carried over till today, and Padraig Harrington is about to win it on the second playoff hole.
With the new Citi Double Cash Card, every purchase gets a little sweeter because it's the card that lets you earn 1% cash back when you buy and 1% as you pay. With two ways to earn cash back, it makes a lot of other cards seem one-sided.
For lunch or dinner, it's Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food, Bandits, where you can enjoy Sax's Pizza, the area's favorite. Bandits' famous wings, Sparky, Buffalo, Sweet Teriyaki, Garlic Parmesan, and Spicy Breaded. There's Taco Chef and Chicken Salads, Meatball Subs, and an appetizer menu which includes Tim's delicious taco meat and melted cheese nachos, toasted to perfection. Weekday happy hours from 4 to 6 and all day Sunday with ice-cold 250 huge mugs and $2 domestic pints and bottles. Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food. Head to Bandits, 13th and 281. Grand Island.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Monday edition here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We franchise tag Jimmy Langan. He's not getting away from us. Good morning, sir.
What happened? What's the franchise tag? Does somebody have a franchise tag?
This is the deadline today.
This is
so
it.
We're franchising you, brother.
Good idea.
Sorry, can't go anywhere.
There you go. That's a good idea. I wasn't planning on going too far anyway.
Hey, UNK is at home tonight. Steve Stutzman is going to join us, talk about tonight's men's basketball game. We're going to talk with Jason Boyd, girls basketball coach at Kearney High, and we have the state tournament getting underway, trying to catch up with some coaches throughout the week, and then the state tournament Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It looks like we will have a show Thursday. We will not have most likely a show on Friday because of the state tournament. If something changes, we will, of course, let you know, but that's the way this time of the year is. Keep your calendar open so you can go watch some great sporting activity. Plus, tomorrow, it's the second edition of the Jared Crick Show. I guess he can pop in whenever the heck he wants, do whatever he wants. Big time pro, woo, Cozad, woo, Husker. So I guess tomorrow, Jared Crick wants to come in. So I guess we're going to have the Jared Crick Show, second edition.
I think that'd be a good idea. I think that's going to help the stock of the program.
We have got our fingers crossed for some of his buddies to be on the show tomorrow. A couple of guys that are knocking pads, former Husker Adam Carricker and his defensive line teammate J.J. Watt are expected to join us on the show tomorrow. So we're kind of fired up about that. So we'll see if Crick comes through here. I gave him scheduling duties this time. Last time we just brought him in and made it the Jared Crick Show. This time, I say, hey, step up. Step up. You know people. Let's go.
There you go. Good idea.
So that's what's going on tomorrow. And then, of course, Wednesday, our Loper Link. And hopefully we've got a couple of basketball teams that are still playing. And Steve Stutzman joins us here. He's got all kinds of hats to wear up there, but ticket manager is one of those. And I talked about this last week. It's one more chance to see the Loper men play at home. Mm-hmm. Loper men didn't want to play at home tonight. They got ran into a little bit of a second-half buzzsaw at Central Oklahoma on Saturday. They were up big. Couldn't hold the lead. They still end up in a tie for third, but they lose all the tiebreakers, so the top four teams get a bye. The fifth and sixth have to play tonight, and that's the case with the Loper. Southwest Baptist tonight at 7 o'clock, and because it's MIAA, Steve-O, we got to get some folks in the stands and let them know how to get tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, I think Connor Bronick and Ethan Brozek did this on purpose. I think they said, hey, guys, this is going to be way too easy for us to do. Let's just go ahead and tone it back a little bit. Let's get a home game on Monday, build up some more momentum, and then ride that into the tournament in Kansas City. Tickets will be available tonight and this afternoon at the ticket office. We'll be open from 1 to 4 at the UNK Health and Sports Center. We'll be setting up from 4 to 6. And then at 6 o'clock, doors will open, and then we'll be selling tickets again. Ticket prices are fairly cheap. You know, MIAA comes in, sets prices for us, takes it out of our hands, and they go like this. Adults are $12, and seniors and students are $7. All seating is general admission, and you guys can sit pretty much wherever you guys want.
And obviously, the big note here is for the Loper fans that have bought season tickets and passes, they have to get a ticket tonight.
Yeah, say season passes are no longer valid for tonight's game. Everybody has to have a ticket coming in. We did happen to design our own ticket. It looks pretty neat. We got Coach Kropp's face on one of them doing the legendary Kropp stare. And then we also have Ethan Brozek and Connor Bronick on the tickets too. So it's something you could take home with you. It's something memorable. Like I said, we want this the fans to come out here, cheer these guys on. Not only that, but these guys have played 3 games in 6 days. They're going to be tired. They need the fan support to pick them up and lift them up and carry them through this game.
Yeah, obviously an opportunity. It's a Monday night. There's a couple of things. I mean, you might have a district basketball game going on, but the Lopers play at 7 o'clock against the Southwest Baptist team that they played in the very beginning of the season to start the MIAA and beat them. But obviously we know a lot of things have changed. And Brozek and Bronick both hit the 1,000-point mark.
Yep.
They have been pretty fun to watch, and you're not going to find cheaper entertainment.
No, absolutely not. I mean, these guys are fun to watch. They're a blast. We will be honoring both players before the game with their just recognition of the 1,000-point mark because that's a huge deal for both players. You know, looking forward to hosting Southwest Baptist, a much-improved team from the first time we saw them. I don't think tonight's going to be an 18-point different game. I envision it'll probably be a 5 or 6 different point.
No, it's going to be 18. Good guys. Good guys going to come out and put
As long as
down.
Those good guys come out on top, that's all that matters.
You're not officiating this, are you, Jimmy?
No. You know, I'm at Class B in Grand Island, but the MIAA, you know, unlike the RMAC, on the RMAC, usually if you were the 1, 2, or 3 seed, now what I'm saying is that's kind of what you are here when you have the first 4 seeds get a bye. Mm-hmm. So number 5 actually turns into be number 1 for tonight. Mm-hmm. And there, you can get beat. You could not get beat in the RMAC. You would take a tremendous upset from somebody to knock you off. In the MIAA, there's enough talent out there that, you know, like you said, on a given night, you know, Southwest Baptist could beat UNK. And I'm like, Doug, I think it might be a slow 18, you know, where they get 4 here, you know, the first 10 minutes and 4 more later, maybe a 5 and 5 stretch to end it out. But they'll have to play well. And it looks to me like if UNK could win, they have a pretty good chance to win the next game. Then they're going to be a pretty good underdog going into the next games after that. But, hey, they're the type of team that could win a tournament, though, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, but this team is ranked in the region. We are ranked 10th in the region coming out. If we come out and do some things, who knows? We could be talking next week about attending an NCAA tournament game. You know, this team does have talent, and they're good to go.
Again, tonight, the Lopers are at home for an MIAA opening round game against Southwest Baptist. Tickets available at the Health and Sports Center. If you're out of town and want to come in tonight and aren't going to make 2 trips up there, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can either do 2 things. You can either call 308-865-1563. It's the office phone. Be in and out all afternoon. If you want, we have plenty of tickets. Tickets, I don't envision we'll sell out for tonight. If you just want to come at 6 o'clock and buy your ticket then, we'll have more than handy available for you.
Obviously, again, if you have been a season ticket holder because it's an MIAA tournament, you have to get tickets for tonight's game available at the door. If the Lopers win, then it's on to Kansas City for the tournament the rest of the weekend. They would play Thursday night a little after 8 o'clock against Missouri Southern. Again, all these teams, 3 through 6, have the same conference record, so that's what we would see on Thursday. For the women, they are on the road tomorrow.
Yep.
Did they come home?
They came home, and they load the bus. They're loading the bus, I believe, here in about an hour and heading back down to Central Oklahoma. And so, I mean, it's come home, do laundry, and turn back, and you're back on the road.
Well, they'll be the 11th seed, and again, if they pick up the win, then they would take on Pittsburgh State Friday in Kansas City in the quarterfinal action at 7. But again, Steve Stutzman with us one more time here for tonight's game.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can swing by the ticket office at the Health Sports Center from 1 to 4. Or else you can just come right before the game. Doors open at 6. Everything is general admission, so if you know you are a season ticket holder and you have certain seats you like, get there at 6, because if somebody shows up at 6:05 and you're not there, they could take those seats.
Folks, get it done. Stop by the Health and Sports Center. Give them a call at 856-1563 and go out and support the Lopers tonight. Steve-O, thanks for coming in, man.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You bet. Steve Stutzman, Lopers tonight. It's a whole different deal. Jimmy, I mean, this is different. I mean, this doesn't happen in high school. You don't fall. There's no buys. There's no buys. And so the Lopers, they're going to have to play tonight. And I think they've got I think they're going to have enough fire in their belly to go out and get a win. But it would sure be great to cheer them on. Last chance to see them. Last chance to see him here at home.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we talked about this, Doug, maybe a month ago, where we said, hey, Nebraska and Creighton aren't going to go anywhere, but this UNK team maybe could make, you know, if they make a little run here, they could get in. I actually think if they get into the finals of the tournament, if they make it to the finals, they're going to get a one of those Elite Eight bids. They'll finish in the top eight in the region, and they'll be able to move on.
I think they're now, with that loss Saturday, I think that was more than just we talked about it. If they went 4-1 down the stretch, then they'd have that opportunity. Now they've added a game, because if they'd have won that, they wouldn't play tonight. So they've added a game, so they're going to have to win that. I think you're right. They're going to have to win that many to have a chance.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible. If they win two and would get beat like in overtime or something like that, in a double, triple overtime game or something like that, and that ended their season, they did not make it to the finals. But I think they need to get into the finals of that tournament to make the tournament. I don't think they need to win it, but I think they need to get into the championship game.
Doug and Daddy's show, and we would like to see a run like no other for the Lopers, and like no other is the 2015 irrigation season for you if you have TNL in your field. The season is fast approaching to get the water on your crops. Find out why so many growers are moving to TNL, the hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation system that has superior reliability, safety, low maintenance, and the simplicity of TNL's hydraulic design. Just a few of the reasons why you see them in more and more fields every single year, because they put more cash in your account and in your pocket. If you're going to work that hard, have the right irrigation system. Contact your local TNL dealer. Don't run out of time. Make sure they have it in your field for 2015. Get it set up. Get it ready to go. Check out all the amenities online at TLIRR.com, TLIRR.com, and learn why TNL irrigation systems are like no other. We'll be back and have more, including girls basketball coach Jason Boyd from Kearney High. We had swimming and state wrestling duels over the weekend. We had the Broncos, the Lopers, the Huskers. We got a ton to cover, so stay with us.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll stay with mostly cloudy skies across the area today with a few flurries possible early. Otherwise, we're looking at a high near 40 with south winds 10 to 20. Then we'll head down to the upper 20s for lows tonight. This is meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 36.
Doug and Natty Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Thursday program. Jimmy, it's Monday. I got good news for you.
Bowling team?
I got great news for you. By the way, yeah, and let me throw this out to all the folks, and congratulations to the girls and boys that competed in the state bowling tournament that was held, 3 weeks ago? And for those that didn't realize that last night, they've got the chance to watch it on tape delay yesterday, and it was fun to watch some athletes as it was at the swimming meet and at the state duels. And now the Nebraska bowling team captured its fifth regular season tournament championship, winning the Central Missouri Women's Invitational. One of the Husker bowlers threw a 300 in that as well. I didn't want to let the day go without you knowing that.
So he threw a 300? That's amazing.
So there you go.
I never did throw a 300, Doug.
Hard to throw a 300 series. Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney High, taking some time out of his busy day to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. They are headed back to the state tournament. Back-to-back appearances for the Lady Bearcats. Jason, congratulations. How are you?
Good. Thanks a lot. Yeah, definitely good now. You know, having districts behind us, definitely a stressful week last week leading up to districts, and heading back to state, we're pretty excited.
Jason, big picture here, lately, especially Class A, has changed up the way that they do the postseason. And it doesn't, as Mike Patterson and Ron Powell have kind of pointed out, there are no long shots really anymore in the state tournament. You really have to work to be a long shot to make the state tournament. And you guys just kind of hang on to that seven hole the whole time. You like the way things have changed here?
Well, it makes it more difficult, I think, for us to get in there every year. You know, when we had that Western District, it was definitely a little bit easier. But I you know, it makes sense, you know, if you want to get the best teams in the state every year. And so it makes sense the way they're doing it now. And so it's definitely difficult for us to get in that top seven, you know, and we got there this year where we got to host a district. So that was pretty exciting for us to just barely get to that spot, because, you know, even winning, you know, a bunch of games in a row, we still barely hung on to get that seventh spot. So I think it shows you how difficult it is to host a district, you know, when we were going into districts 18-5 and we were 7. So, you know, it's going to be tough to duplicate every year, but definitely exciting and fun environment we had last week for those home games for districts.
Well, you guys have put together such an incredible run here to end the season. As you said, this winning streak has lasted almost since the conference tournament. What did it take after? I know we joked a little bit about all the rated teams that you played at the beginning of the season. Was that simply why the slow start occurred, or after the year
yeah,
moves
you know,
along? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, we lost to Southeast, and then, you know, early in the year, and then beat them by 33 just a couple weeks ago. So, you know, I don't know if you can say that that's every, you know, it just had to do with us playing a tough schedule, because we definitely were. But I think we definitely showed some improvement throughout the year as well. And I've told lots of people this too. I think we're more multiple defensively. We can go to a lot of different things. And early in the year, we didn't really man much, didn't really feel comfortable manning much. And just, you know, we're in some close games early in the year against really good teams, and we were zoning and just didn't feel comfortable all of a sudden switching to a man when you're still playing, you know, some of those top teams in the state in close games. And so just never really had to man and never really felt comfortable in that. And actually the first time we manned was when we lost to North Platte. We had to. We were struggling to get stops and switched to a man in the second half and played pretty well. And then actually the next night lost to Westside, which is our last loss to a team that's won a bunch in a row as well right now and playing real well, and lost to them in overtime and probably should have won that game. And we manned them the entire game. And so I think that's helped us to be able to do different things defensively has definitely contributed to this winning streak we're on.
You know, Jim Langan here, when I always looked at streaks, I always thought that you had to be playing well, but it's also who you played and how they were. And you did catch Fremont, you know, at two times without a player. This year, there's been some huge injuries in the Class A and B ranks in girls basketball that have really affected, you know, the seeding and some all types of things of, you know, who you thought the best team in the state was going to be December 1st compared to who's going to be March 1st. Talk about that a little bit.
Right. I mean, I think Fremont and Benson were definitely the two key ones. Probably the two best players in the state were both of those kids that got, you know, the Shepherd and the Ibis girl from Benson who got injured and with ACL tears. And so those two definitely leveled the playing field a little bit when that happened, because those two were far and away the best two teams in Class A. And Benson still hasn't lost even without their best player. And Fremont definitely, you know, wasn't, you know, took some steps back. You know, I also had to tell a few people this, though, as well. You know, people that are saying, well, yeah, you beat Fremont District without their best player. I said, well, yeah, but if their best player was there, they wouldn't have been playing us in
exactly.
District. They'd have been the one or two overall seed. And so we played who was eighth, you know, and we were the seven. And so, I agree. And actually, we were supposed to play Fremont's first semester, but that got changed because of they were in some national tournament. And so we would have been playing, you know, against the Shepherd that first game, and then she got hurt over their conference tournament, and then we played them in early January, and didn't have to go against her because she is an incredible player.
Talking with Jason Boyd, girls basketball coach at Kearney High. You've drawn Lincoln Northeast. We played them before Christmas as well, and they kind of got out to a lead on you and just kept it in that 15-point range. What's different about their team? And give us a scouting report.
They're small but super athletic, tons of speed, press, trap. They've been manning a little bit more lately. They didn't man early in the year at all. So the film I got on them now, we've seen some man. In fact, they manned North Platte almost the entire game, their district championship game, which I was surprised to see that. They get out and they get in transition, and you got to take care of the ball against them. And I think that's the key. If we can take care of the ball and limit their transition baskets, we can definitely play with them. We didn't play great the first time we played them, but they're a good team. I mean, they have a lot to do with that. They just pressure all over with a bunch of really good athletes, and they have a lot of experience back. And so, you know, that makes it, you know, it's going to be a difficult game, but I think it's a team we can play with, and we've played before. And, you know, we beat them a year ago at home when they were ranked pretty high. You know, we've experienced playing some of the same kids that are still playing for them and having success against them. So, you know, we're definitely going down there to compete and hopefully win and stay there a few days instead of, you know, having to leave after the first day like we did last year.
Jason, and again, since it was back in December, you can correct my memory here, but if you go back to that tape, it seemed to me, and I want to emphasize Brianna Miller here, because the way she's still not scoring a ton of points, but everything else right. She's doing is outstanding right now. It seemed like that inside game probably should have been there a little bit more against Northeast the first time. Did you agree with that, and do you think it'll be there a little bit more on Thursday night?
Yeah, you know, I think part of that is just they pressure you. So I think you got to be able to get it into the half court. You got to be able to get it down there and where you can get it inside some. I think that's the key. I mean, the key is for us is handling their, if they full, and actually they didn't full court pressure us a lot. It was more of a half court 1-3-1 most of that game. And we definitely have to be able to get it to the block some. I think that's key. But handling their pressure, they didn't full court us much, but they got a lot of their steals. And I know you were at that game, but they got a lot of their steals, if you remember, on our defensive rebounds. And we get a defensive rebound and they'd be all over us, trapping with two. And so you're not really set up in your normal press break. And so we got to work on this week. We're definitely going to spend some time paying attention to that part of their game and being able to get a good outlet and then run. We want to get some transition easy baskets. They're not a real deep team. So we hope we can transition a little bit. And if they're going to pressure us the way they're going to pressure us the whole game, if there's a lot of possessions, you would think, you know, they might get in a little bit of foul trouble as well. So that's the plan right now. And we didn't rebound well the first time either. They got tons of offensive rebounds. They send five to the glass because then when you get a rebound, they're trapping and pressuring you so much that we couldn't even get an outlet. So it didn't matter that there was no one back on defense for them. And so I think that's one of the things that we took from that game that we got to work on. Definitely boxing out because they got a lot of rebounds and then handling that pressure.
Yeah, Coach, I don't think you have to take a backseat to anybody. I agree with both of you that this thing's wide open. After there was a couple of injuries, this thing really is wide open. And actually, when I look at your bracket, I think you're on the right side of it. And I think if you can win this first game, you got a really good chance to be in the finals. You played a West Side team, I think, to overtime earlier in the season. Right. Like you said, you've gotten better. You know, let's look at your last 15 games. And, you know, when you get on a streak like that, you got a chance. And the other thing I like about your team is you've got a big post player. You know, it's very tall. They can defend well inside, can make it really difficult for the other team to score. You've got a forward that can penetrate, dish off, can score, and you've got some guards that are quick, and that's what you need to have to win a state tournament. Your thoughts?
Man, there's pressure. Did you just tell him he had an NBA All-Star team?
I said he's got a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, you know what? We do have a lot of the parts that you need to make up a good team. I agree with that completely. You know, and just having a defender that can, you know, protect the rim inside. And then, you know, we have a guard that can just, when Kelsey Stidham, that can, a lot of times we can put her on a team's best player and kind of shut them down as well. And so you have those two. You got some role players in there, Brianna Obermiller, that just makes the hustle plays and rebounds well. And then, and just a good team player. And then a Skylar Snyder who can, you know, score a ton and in a lot of different ways, you know. And then a Lauren Spiker who's a shooter. So she kind of, you know, makes a team have to respect her on the wing too as well, and makes it tougher to double down and double inside. And so definitely I think we've got, you know, that complete, you know, team that you can have success with and has contributed to our winning streak we're on right now.
And Jason, one more question about your guards, because, you know, if you can handle the pressure, those guards will then have an opportunity, obviously, to score. Skylar had 29 in the district final, and you're starting to see Skylar and Kelsey were kind of 1 and 1A. They were so close in about everything they did. Now Skylar's starting to score a few more points. Stidham can still hit the threes like she did earlier in the season. But maybe her role, is it changing a little bit? Have their roles changed just a tad?
You know, actually on our winning streak, I thought the key to that was, I think Kelsey Stidham really picked up her game. I think she switched early in the season. You know, she hadn't played point guard much. She was our two guard last year. And then she's a soccer player, so she's doing a lot of soccer in the summer, and then, you know, not playing a ton of basketball in the summer. And so I thought, you know, early in the season, I thought it took a while for her to get comfortable in her role as a point guard. And I think that has changed a ton, where she is more comfortable in that role and doing a way better job at point guard for us. And on our winning streak, you know, she's been doing really well there. And Skylar's, you know, kind of continued to score all year for us. She's been strong in that area all year for us. And so, you know, we need them both to score. You know, we're a lot better when both of them are scoring. But for sure, I think Kelsey Stidham just getting more comfortable in that point guard role has helped us a lot.
Well, let's go ground the Rockets and see if we can play a little basketball on Friday and Saturday, Jason. Great job here, and we'll see you in Lincoln.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Hey, it's Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney High. We got a tough one. We got a tough, tough draw. Yeah. Tough draw in that first round. But Jason's right. And again, this was early in the season. Both teams are going to be different, but it was not – it was not Kearney High basketball the night that they played Lincoln Northeast. They were really out of sorts that night. So, and a good team like that, that's what they're supposed to do, right? If you're a great team, and who knew how good Northeast was going to be at the time? I think maybe that was a little bit of the factor too. I don't think anybody really knew that Northeast was going to be that good that night.
Yeah, well, you know what's kind of interesting is, you know, you've got Kearney and Kearney Catholic and Hastings and Hastings St. Cecilia all going to the state tournament in the area, you know, in the cities that are, you know, like you say, our tri-city areas. And we've got a lot of schools, too, that are in going to the state tournament. You know, the only team I don't want to play is Crofton, you know, which is really unique. I don't know if the people realize how good this Crofton team is. Go online, look at the NSAA website. I think Minden beat Ainsworth by 2 points this year. And Ainsworth played Crofton, and I think the score was 54 points that Crofton beat Ainsworth. It just gives you an idea how good this Crofton team is in C2. They're ranked number 3 in the state, I think, in the Omaha World Herald in all class. So, yeah, in that, that's amazing. You got a C2 school that is playing that well. So when you look at the bracket, you look at Class A, A's tough, C1's tough, B's average, C2 is absolutely outstanding this year.
Well, Crofton's won 50 in a row. They're going for their fourth consecutive state title. Why not's going for their fifth consecutive state title in D2. And again, let's tell you where you can hear all of these games. Now, there is Storm Hockey on Thursday night, which is unusual. Usually it's a Friday, Saturday. Hardly, it might be their only Thursday game of the year, but they're going to Fargo, so it's back-to-back nights up there, and that's how it works. So Storm Hockey Thursday and Friday are on the Breeze 94.5, and so like Giltner and Sutton will be on Classic Hits 98.9. Here is the breakdown on Classic Hits 98.9 Thursday, 9 a.m. Minden Pierce, 3:45 Kearney Catholic will be taking on Shadron. 7 p.m., Giltner will take on Sandhills-Thedford, followed at 8:45 with Sutton taking on Freeman. On the Breeze, 94.5, Thursday afternoon, Blue Hill will take on Fullerton. Here on ESPN Radio Thursday night, Kearney High and Lincoln Northeast, that's at 8:45. And then we've got the Hastings doubleheader for you on 12:30 KHAS Thursday night. St. Cecilia and North Platte St. Pat's will play at 7, and then Hastings High will take on Norris at 8:45. So we've got eight games for you, and all of them are online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Free to listen to. The podcasts are there. Everything we do in sports is up there. So check it out. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. The schedule is there as well. Semifinals will follow Friday, Saturday, every championship game exclusively here on ESPN Radio, only radio in the state to do that for you. And we will have them all for the girls and boys tournament again the next two Saturdays.
Now to simplify that, 98.9, is that the station that has most of the games?
That
is
has
that
right? The first four. Yeah.
The first four. And so
that talked about. Yeah.
Right. And if you listen to that, you continuously, you'll be telling people, hey, if you want to listen to this game, hey, you'll need to go over to this station. So you do a nice job of that, Doug, because I was listening to you the other night, and you kind of said, hey, these are here, we're here, but if you want to listen there, here you go. So that's good. That 98.9 is going to cover those first four then.
Get them in the right spot, folks. That's what we want to do. If you can't make it down, there it is for you. You can even listen on your phone if you're at the state tournament. Put the little ear pods in your ears and go crazy there. Also, folks, I want to say congratulations to those that competed at the state high school swimming competition this past weekend. And Grand Island's boys had the best run of anybody from our area, and they finished in fourth place in the boys division. A runaway for Creighton Prep, Lincoln Southwest, the runner-up. Papillion was third, and Grand Island was fourth. One gold medalist from the area, Matt Novinsky of Grand Island, won the 100-meter backstroke. For the girls, Kearney was 14th. But how about this? In swimming, there are more points than any other high school sport out there. Omaha Marion wins the state title 357 to 356 and a half over Lincoln Southwest. A half a point. A half a point. That's, what, a hundredth of a second? Think about all the things in sports. We don't talk a lot of swimming. A hundredth of a second determined the state title.
That's amazing. Yeah, that, I didn't know that.
And the dual championships, Millard South, Omaha Scott, David City, and Amherst came along and brought home the championships. Scott and Amherst have won all three of them here at UNK. Nearly 2,400 in attendance as far as the fans. I like the new format. It was a long day, but it kept everybody involved, and I hope everyone enjoyed our coverage here on ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9. So there you go. We're down to basketball. In the winter sports season, swimming and wrestling has wrapped up. When we come back, we're going to dive into the Huskers and the Broncos a little bit, hit the rest of the world of sports. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Safety is more than just carrying a gun. It's knowing how to carry. The Nebraska Safety Center in Kearney offers a concealed carry weapon class that meets all the requirements to earn a concealed carry permit from the state. The 8-hour class, March 8th, includes classroom and range instruction. Participants must be 21, already proficient in firearm skills, and may not bring their firearms or ammunition to the classroom. More details and registrations are available on the Nebraska Safety Center website. Concealed carry class, Saturday, March 8th. Another service of the Nebraska Safety Center.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
At Big O Tires, we give you two ways to save big on your next set of tires. For a limited time, when you buy four Big O brand tires, you'll get your choice. Either save $100 instantly or buy four Big O tires and get a free all-wheel alignment and a five-quart oil change. It's up to you. Here at Big O Tires, we want to earn your business, giving you an instant $100 off or a free alignment and oil change. Tires service straight talk. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
When you're gone, the pieces of my heart are missing you.
Back to the show, Central Alaska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Gooden, Jim Lagan with you on this Monday. I wish it was Wednesday. I don't know why. We're just moving right along. We've got more on Wednesday's show, including Mike Riley's press conference. Nebraska starts spring football coming up on Friday, and so we'll address, or Saturday, we'll address that more as the week continues. But Coach Riley going to have his press conference at 11:30 on Wednesday, and we'll hear from Nebraska's football coach for UNK. They don't start till the end of the month. Hastings College later on as well. Talked to Coach Lamberson over the weekend. He said, yeah, they're going to do it after spring break. Spring break kind of falls in there. Some of the guys do it, take that break, and come back. I don't know. If you're a player, if you didn't have both ways, I don't think you can ask them an opinion because they've never known the other way. You know, I would think that would be spring break to the football players. Probably isn't spring break. They're not getting really to go anywhere. They're supposed to stay there and probably work, I'm guessing, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think that you're just trying to take advantage of you got students in everybody's there, so you might as well get something done when you have everybody there because they travel and – you know, students at UNK, not everybody's going to stick around all summer long. They've got jobs to do, and they kind of have to make some money because if you're not on a full scholarship,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah,
so folks, get on out to Midway Auto Dealership as the calendar has turned to March and check out some of the great deals on the Chevy 1500, 2500, and Colorado. Current GM owners who trade in an eligible vehicle can get even more cash back. See your Midway Auto dealer for more details. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac in Kearney. Getting you ready for the spring and heading quickly into summer. Take advantage of some of their great deals. And don't forget to like them on Facebook and check them out at thinkmidway.com. They've got daily deals, weekly deals up there. Maybe get a special when you get your oil change or rotate the tires, or maybe you just need some work done on your vehicle. Plus, there's so many things going on in the community that Midway helps organize, sponsor, and work with. Check them all out at thinkmidway.com, especially if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle. All of the vehicles on the lot can also be found online at thinkmidway.com. Well, looks like Ndamukong Suh is not going to be franchised by the Detroit Lions, so will he stay with Detroit? It'll be interesting to find out. The Nebraska women, they fall yesterday in the season finale to Ohio State. And again, I said it didn't matter whether they won or lost that game. It might, in the scheme of things, for where they're seated in the NCAA tournament, a one line instead of an 8, they're a 9. Instead of a 9, they're a 10, or whatever the case may be. This conference tournament, I think, is important, and I think it's important for Nebraska now to go win a couple games. They can beat Iowa. Iowa is the quarterfinal, but they've got to beat Illinois, and Illinois has really pushed them. Two very, very close games. In fact, the Huskers were lucky to win the second one at home with Illinois, and that'll be at 6 o'clock on Thursday night, and we are going to be joined Wednesday by Brenda Van Langen, who's a UNKer, and of course did
did the game yesterday with Kevin Kugler on the Big Ten Network. So we'll talk with Brenda on Wednesday's program. So they'll play Illinois Thursday and then Iowa if they win on Friday, and then could get another shot at Ohio State in the semifinals, and the top seed, of course, Maryland. And it's, yeah, you know, that's one of those things. Maryland's playing so good, it's up to them whether they want to win the tournament or not. You know, we're getting to that age now where I need to rest to get ready for the big tournament, but it's 2 weeks away. After the Big Ten tournament, there's that whole 10-day period from Sunday to a week from Thursday, so they should all get plenty of rest.
I would think Maryland will give that a great chance, shot to win that. Doug, Nebraska, where will the seeding be, do you think? I mean, how far can – if they would get a second place or third place or something, you know, in the top four, how high could they go? Could they be a 6 or 7 seed, do you think, Nebraska? Or do you think that they're already stuck on that 8-9 line?
Well, I think maybe the loss yesterday could work them to a 10.
Okay.
You know, and we'll see how deep they go in the tournament. And it's been updated today. Charlie Cream didn't move them. Okay. He keeps them at a 9. He does, you know, it's Joe Lenardi for the men, it's Charlie Cream for the women. Yeah. He's got them right now as a 9 seed going to South Bend, Indiana, and playing Green Bay, who's always one of those teams that's in a small conference but goes about 27-2 every year. So that's what he has, and then Notre Dame would be on the other side. Last week, I think he had him in the same region as South Carolina, but he's still got South Carolina. He's got Maryland moved up to a number 1 and Tennessee off the line. So, again, great big picture. I don't want to be an 8 or 9 seed.
Yeah, and Nebraska.
It'd be better to be a 10.
Oh, no doubt.
Way better to be a 10.
Way better, not even close. Because they're going to stick them away from Maryland. I mean, Nebraska, a Big Ten team, I do not think they'll put an 8 or 9 and send them to Maryland. I don't think any of the Big Ten teams will, you know, just they'll avoid the Maryland games because they'll avoid two Big Ten teams playing each other. So they're, now you're looking at some of the established programs that are ranked number 1 in the nation all the time, and you don't want to play any of those.
Yeah, you look at the bracketology, and if Nebraska stays a 9, some of the teams that are in that area of an 8 or 9s are Green Bay, Minnesota, who they wouldn't play, obviously, Oklahoma State, Texas, Florida Gulf Coast, Chattanooga, who they wouldn't play because they played them last year in the tournament, and James Madison. And then if you slide down and say you're a 10, some of those that he has on a 7 line right now are Oklahoma, South Florida, and Dayton. And Northwestern, who you wouldn't play because they're a conference foe. So,
and who are the 4 number ones right now that you have on that? Name those, because those are scary.
Well, it's Maryland, South Carolina, Connecticut, and Notre Dame.
Yeah, those are scary, just scary names.
Yeah, so again, if it's Maryland, you'd, like you said, you'd stay off that line. You don't want to be anywhere around Connecticut, so that leaves you 2 choices. So, and again, if they lose, I think they drop down. If they lose to Illinois, they'll be a 10, maybe an 11. I don't know. And if they win 2... I don't know if they can get to a 7, because then you're going to lose. Right. And I think, okay, so instead of a 9, you're an 8. So they're kind of in a catch-22. You don't want 2 full weeks off and go in with this taste in your mouth of losing to Ohio State and Illinois, but yet you want to make a run in the tournament. You want to have a chance to get to the second weekend. You don't want to be an 8 or 9. Now, if you're a 10, you end up playing a 2. I mean, that's not a whole lot easier, but Florida State, Tennessee, Oregon State, Baylor.
I agree. Yeah, and those 7s could maybe move up to a 6, and 6s could come down to a 7. But Nebraska being a 9, like you said, looks to me like as high as we can go 7, maybe as weak as we could be is 11. Good call.
And Hastings, they got a little bit of a break when they played Concordia Saturday. Bailey Morris was out for that game, the top player of the GPAC. Didn't matter. The rest of the Concordia Bulldogs stepped up and beat Hastings 67-60 in a game that neither team shot very well. But Hastings lost the free throw battle in this one and could not come back. They're headed to the NAIA National Tournament, and that begins on March the 11th. Boys District Basketball, Kearney High, had their season come to an end over the weekend against Omaha Central. And Grand Island will play tonight in the semifinals at Omaha Burke. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock in Class B. The B5 is at Grand Island Senior High. The first game between Adams Central and Hastings will be on 1230 KHAS. That's at 6, followed by a 7:45 game, Aurora, taking on Lexington. In C, the C15 is at Kearney High tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic in Gothenburg. That can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And the C25 played at Grand Island Central Catholic, St. Cecilia and Ravenna. Tips off at 7 on the Breeze, 94.5, and again, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also tonight, Southern Valley and Bridgeport play at North Platte, 8 o'clock. Sutton plays Aquinas at Concordia College in Seward. That is at 7, and then the Class B and D finals will be held tomorrow. So that's what's going on with basketball. UNK wrestling, fifth straight year. They've won the regional title, 128.5 points over Western State, who was the runner-up with 117. Colorado Mines was third. Some new names. Keith Serber steps up and wins the regional at 141 pounds. Daniel DeShazer and Destin McCauley also are winners. Runners-up, Chase White, Devin Aguirre, and number one, Romero Cotton. And then you got Connor Bowling finishing third. So those are the seven that UNK will take to nationals. Storm, danger, and a lot more to talk about when we return here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete and Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
The 30th Annual Vital Signs Health Fair is March 28th and 29th at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Register now at marylanning.org. On the top row, find the red star in the words Health Fair. Click there and complete the registration form. For those without computer access, contact Butler Vollen Funeral Home for registration help, weekdays 1 to 5 p.m. Either way, your packet will be waiting for you when you arrive at the health fair. Pre-registration is open now through 5 p.m. March 25th at marylanning.org or with help from Butler Vollen.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Kroll Agency in Kennesaw, Hastings, Minden, and Roseland today.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
The Big 12 standings are crowded at the top, and two of the schools fighting for position go head-to-head when Oklahoma visits Iowa State.
Pre-game at 7:30 tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
NMC, the Cat Rental Store, is honored to partner with the Kearney community with the opening of the newest rental store located at 2608 East 32nd Street, Suite C. NMC Cat Rental is your partner for backyard projects to the largest construction site. Stop in on Friday, March 13th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the grand opening. Hope to see you there. Visit online nmcrental.com or call 855-NMC-RENT, nmcrental.com, 855-NMC-RENT.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this first Monday of March. How'd you celebrate the birthday of Nebraska yesterday, Jimmy?
Well, I did know it was the birthday. It's just something I remember about dates. But I really,
did you have some cake or
no.
Sweets? Or
no, didn't do anything.
Blow some horns?
Didn't do one thing to celebrate, but was aware that March 1st, 1867, was Nebraska became a state. For some reason, I'm one of the weird things, odysseys that I've remembered.
Well, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's a good thing. Most people between, what do you think they teach that in now, about second grade, third grade?
Yeah, I suppose. I paid attention that day.
In between now and then, a lot of people couldn't tell you the year. I probably would have botched the year.
Hey, I think Gibbon was a city April 7th, 1871. April 7th, 1871. Somebody might be able to – I'm sure somebody – all of our callers know that. April 7th, 1871.
We will not make Fanatics trivia on Friday that tough.
All right.
So you didn't. You didn't celebrate.
No.
Let's take a look at the Midtown Mart cooler question here. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you about the All-Star game over the weekend because baseball season now getting underway with some spring training games here. Do you like that the All-Star game winner holds the home field advantage in the World Series? 62% said yes, 38% said no. Today, we ask you if they should have fewer games or more games during the NFL regular season. Do you like right where it's at? 16. Should there be fewer or should there be more? I like right where it's at, Jimmy.
Me too. 16.
Fewer, you don't want fewer. Oh, but God, I don't think they can survive more.
You want 8 home games if you can get it. You can make some money on 8 home games. You get 8 home games and you can fill your stadium.
Well, that's what it's come to, too. They can't go backwards.
Yeah, because
without jacking the ticket price.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the thing of it is you get 60,000 people in there, and let's say 30,000 will drink beer at $10 a glass. That's a little money for the home team.
A little. Probably what? They make about 50 cents a glass on that, I think.
50 cents a glass. Yeah, there you go.
Well, hey, congratulations, Tri-City Storm. The home winning streak now sits at 10. They had to do a little work on Friday, but they came back in overtime to beat Sioux City 4-3, and then were even more dominant, 5-1, including an empty netter on Saturday. Bottom line is they go out and they take 2 from the league leader in Sioux City. Sioux City is now 31-13. And 5, the Storm 29-12-6. So the Storm still in second place with 64 points, but they did gain 3 on Sioux City. So they're 3 points back from the top spot. They just keep winning and winning and winning and winning, and it's great for the Tri-City Storm. And as we mentioned earlier with our basketball coverage, they're off to Fargo to take on the Force Thursday and Friday night. Both games are set at 7:05. And the Nebraska Danger opened their season yesterday, a 57-32 victory. Hard to believe that they even scored 32 points when the Danger held them to just 101 total yards of offense. But there was special teams and a turnover in the ball game. But Wayman James was the running back. He had 77 yards on 16 carries. And the Danger will now have its home opener this Saturday at the Heartland Events Center against Wichita Falls. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Are you re-upping this year?
Hey, my first game is March 28th. That's the first game I have. I have not this game, but I have the next 2 home games.
We talked about it Friday too. That I think we would accept a 2-1 baseball weekend from Nebraska, and that's exactly what we got. Scary that they dropped the first one and only scored 1 run, but Nebraska then gave up just 2 runs over the final 18 innings, winning 8-1 Saturday and 5-1 yesterday against a team that's picked to win the West Coast Conference. Loyola Marymount's a good baseball team. Nebraska got 2 out of 3.
Yeah, Nebraska must have had some tremendous pitching or defense, or catching or whatever they did, to hold them to that fewer runs. That, no kidding.
Good job by the Huskers, and now they're going to see even stiffer competition. They go to Houston, and they get to see 3 unique programs, 2 of them very storied. They will have A&M and Coach Childress on Friday, Hawaii on Saturday, and LSU, maybe the USC, LSU.
Say it, LSU.
Who else do you put there?
LSU.
I mean, there's some, but isn't that
program
where you draw the line after those 2?
Yeah.
And then there's the next tier, but LSU, that's on Sunday. So that's what's going on for Husker baseball. The rest of the crews around here got called off because of the weather. And for Kearney American Legion, if you would like to play this summer, the organizational meeting is tonight at the Kearney High Math area. That gets underway at 6:30. An organizational meeting for all boys, grades 9 through 12, and their parents. Interested in playing American Legion baseball this summer for Kearney Runza, Little Caesars, Post 52, or Five Points Bank. Tonight, 6:30, the Kearney High Math area. Again, tonight is that meeting. Have you sent your note? Because I know you're going to be busy.
Yeah, I called and let him know that I'd be signing papers. Yep.
Think Chris might play?
I'm sure he'll look forward to that, something he looks forward to.
Have you already got your schedule mapped out for the summer then?
No, but as soon as I get Kearney's schedule, I can start working on it. I got a few things going on in April. I got a wedding. We got graduation.
Wedding?
Yeah. Well, not me. Not my wedding.
Isn't that thing over yet?
No.
How's that going?
Real well.
Is it?
Yeah, real well.
How's the groom taking it?
We don't talk much about it, to be honest with you.
He's doing the right thing, whatever. Yes. Yes, dear.
I think he's good at that.
Well, there you go.
I don't know if he's as... I have no idea what exactly what goes on there, but I've only had one phone call I had to break up, you know, so that, other than that, I've been pretty good.
Watched a little golf this morning while we were working around here, and good for Padraig Harrington. Unfortunately, you had a young man that what becomes, I think, so big is that if you can win a tournament now, you automatically get into the Masters, and you got to be thinking for 21-year-old rookie Daniel Berger. He was like off the charts, 10 shots back at some point yesterday. The weather pushed it back, so they had to finish today. Even going into today, you don't figure – and the guys ahead of him, Ian Poulter, Patrick Reed, even Harrington, they just start dumping golf balls in the water. I mean, they look like us on a weekend anywhere, and they are just hitting feather. They're fanning shots. If you watch it this morning, Harrington just needs to par in the last hole's a par five, and he hits something that looks like one of my bad shots on 17, a par three. If it's short, it's in the water. And, I mean, you can tell as soon as he hit it, that ball's going straight right, and takes a bath. He ends up getting into the playoff, though, by birdieing 18. And then they go to the second playoff hole. This young Berger had about a 12-footer on the first playoff hole to win it and just ran it over the edge. And then they go to that same par three, and that Harrington had put it in the water on, stuck it to like 3 feet. 99. And then the youngster Berger steps up and puts it in the water.
Yeah, it makes it really tough now, doesn't it? But one thing about it, hey, if you're going to get beat, you know, you'd rather lose like that, right?
You got a guy like Harrington that has major titles and now starting to lose some of his status because he hasn't done well for a while, but now he'll be back on the scene, and he's a good character to have around.
Right. Hey, is there anything in that tournament, if you got second, you get any type of thing? Maybe he'll get to go back to that tournament, maybe. You know what I mean? You got to finish in the top five or... You know, because a lot of those tournaments, if you finish in the top 10 or top 15, you get to come back for 5 years or, you know, a certain amount.
But. Well, he'll get some exempt status here and some preferred status for a while. You know what else that did?
How much money did he make?
First place was $1,098,000.
Okay.
Now, anywhere else, you would split the money. If you're tied for, if you won it, and then there was a tie for second and third money would be split. Not here. Daniel Berger still gets... obviously, the biggest paycheck of his life, $658,000. But that was a $450,000 missed putt on the first playoff hole.
Oh, what's the difference between second and third?
Third was three. Well, then there was a tie, so they all got 317.
But could you imagine that? 600 down to 300. So second place wasn't too bad. You got to look at the positive on that deal, you know.
Well, the Masters meant more than the money. The thing is, his sponsors... or thinking about the money.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Hey, also, folks, if you're thinking about lunch, why don't you head on out to the Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill? No one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. Stop on in, enjoy their outstanding flame, great wings, taken care of over the flame broiled buffalo wings. Put on the great sauce that you want. Maybe you want a pizza, burger, quesadillas. They've got a kids' menu. You can get a steak. You can get ribs. You can get an appetizer. And of course, appetizers and bottles and draws are always on sale with the happy hour weekday afternoons from 2 to 5:30. And don't forget, Monday night, you get your coop koozie, $5. Sit back and watch all your favorite contests. Put a 12-ounce can in those coop koozies for $1 all night long. It's at the Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill in Kearney. Anything we missed, Jimmy?
No, we didn't miss a thing. Yeah, how many people will be calling in and going, hey, how come you didn't talk more about the wrestling tournament? How come you didn't talk more about, you know, a district basketball game that was played or et cetera? You know, we missed something. There's so much going on, Doug, just so much going on.
We got some good stuff coming up tonight, though, for basketball. And one other note, this was Mike Riley talked to the Journal Star and the World Herald last weekend, and this was part of their article talking about injuries, who's going to be in spring ball. Linebacker David Santos, who missed the Holiday Bowl, he is out for spring ball, still working on that knee, so they want him ready for the fall. Doesn't look like Zach Stirrup is going to go in spring ball either. He missed the bowl game. He has been battling injuries. So let's see if Zach can get back and healthy by fall ball. And center Ryan Reeves, well, he got hurt in the Iowa game, and he's had just about every injury as possible. So whether he might see some limited time. Then you got Jamal Turner and Sam Burch. Of course, Burch missed most of last year with a concussion and then tore his ACL when he came back. So a couple of those guys, Michael Rose Ivory, should be back. But again, in spring, you don't want to push the envelope with guys that should know what they're doing, right?
Yeah, anytime you got an injury like that, let him sit out. There's plenty of other people to look at.
So that's what we've got. That's our Monday program. Tomorrow, the Jason Crick Show. Oh, wait a minute. The Jared Crick Show. Oh, boy. Jared Crick. See, you got to get him ready to go. I might call him a different last name tomorrow.
Don't do that.
Don't do that?
Yeah, just
respect the man.
Don't try to get in a fight with him. Don't call him something. We don't need a Chrissy Evert show.
I just told him to shave.
Remember the time with the old Chrissy Evert? Hey, Chrissy. Do you remember that?
I don't know nothing about what you're talking about.
Okay, sounds good.
Nothing. No, the Jared Crick Show, second edition, is coming up tomorrow. J.J. Watt, Adam Carriker, he says he's got a whole lineup for us of guests, so we can't wait for that. We do want to thank Jason Boyd, girls basketball coach at Kearney High. Steve Stetsman from UNK rolling in. Don't forget the Lopers are also at home tonight, Southwest Baptist men at 7 o'clock. And then Wednesday, another great show, including Mike Riley's press conference. So the Crickster will tell us the latest about the Texans, what he thinks about what's going on with the Huskers, and how soon he's going to have a Super Bowl ring.
Do you think we'll get Marshawn Lynch on to talk?
No, probably not. Probably not. Folks, have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon. Filling in for Mike Will, I'm Tyson Ivoronic with the Chick of Your Sports here on ESPN Radio. Ohio State used a 15-0 run to end the first half to beat the Nebraska women's basketball team 78-60 yesterday on Senior Day at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Emily Cady led the Huskers with 21 points and 13 boards, while Brandi Jeffrey had 10 points and 13 rebounds and 4 assists. The Huskers hit only 31% of their shots, including going 6 of 22 from the three-point arc. Nebraska is now 20-9 on the season, 10-8 in Big Ten play, and will play Illinois in the first round of the conference tournament on Thursday. Tip-off is set for 6 p.m. The Nebraska baseball team beat Loyola Marymount 5-1 yesterday in Los Angeles. Derek Burkamper was the winning pitcher. He went 7 innings and gave up 1 run and 2 hits. Burkamper struck out 5 and walked 1. Blake Headley had 2 hits and 3 RBIs for the Scurs. Nebraska is now 6-4 on the season and will play the Houston College Classic this weekend. More college hoops. The Nebraska Kearney men's basketball team lost to Central Oklahoma 74-69 on Saturday. The Lopers are now 17-9 on the season, 12-7 in the MIAA. They'll play Southwest Baptist tonight in the first round of the conference tournament.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.